Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and, of course, my good friend Keenan McCardell joining us as we try and make sure that the voice that I stole from Wolfman Jack makes it through for 3 hours of big-time radio. So, without further ado, a great get by the show and one Keenan McCardell, but the Hall of Famer, number 29, from the Rams, from SMU and the Pony Express, along with Craig James, and also from Sealy, Texas. We bring in a true Texan, Eric Dickerson. Edie, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, man, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
So let's get right down to it. I mean, you've been in the news lately, and not as much as I'm sure you would have expected, but the Rams come back to L.A. to give the backstory for some people that might not know. You're obviously a Hall of Famer, a legend, and probably one of the faces, if not the face, of that franchise.
Right.
And the story comes out that that basically they don't want you on the sidelines anymore during games because of the fact that you have a job to do, and you also do media, and you have been telling it like you see it, and when there is something to be called out in terms of the team, you make reference to that, and the whole thing explodes. Give us your side of it.
Well, you know, I've been hearing this grumbling about, you know, they don't like my radio show. I have a show, my Eric Dickerson show is on 5:70 a.m. for iHeart and in L.A. And they've, you know, been talking about, you know, they don't like what I say about the team, they don't like what I say about the coaching staff, and, you know, and all I'm saying is what I see as a player.
That's
what I see, right? As any player, as Keenan would do, as what he sees. And, I mean, look, I'm of course I'm biased in my heart for my team, but I've got to say, I've got to call it just like I see it, because I would never be, what they call them homers. I would never be a homer.
Joel's a Green Bay homer.
Don't let him sell me out like that, Eric. I'm realistic about the Packers, but yes, I'm a Packer fan.
Okay, I'm a fan. I mean, I love my football team. I'm a fan. So, they had the Brown Gregg and Sam. I asked a request for some sideline passes for some friends of mine. And look, I didn't really need them to get these sideline passes. I could have went to the Hall of Fame to get them. I didn't really need the Rams to get them. But I had some feeling it might be a little uncomfortable for them because of, you know, I've heard the grumbling, but no one has actually had the nerve to come to me and say it. It's been all around. So I asked the guys, hey, man, what about those sideline passes I asked for some of my guests? Yeah, Eric, man, well, I don't know if that can happen because some of the stuff has been said about the team and through the PR department. I said, let me ask you a question. Am I lying? Well, no, it's not that. You know, it's just, he said, I'll tell you what, Jeff Fisher and just Les Snead may give you a call. I said, okay, have them give me a call. I said, I welcome that call. So I go home, it's funny to me. So I get home, it's in the evening, I think it was Thursday evening. I'm talking to my best friend, we went to college together. I'm telling him, he called me Dick. He said, Dick, man, you joking me. He said, they that soft that you can't say that you can't tell the truth? I said, I guess so. I said, I'm waiting for a call from somebody. So we talked about 30 minutes, and sure enough, I see a 314 number. I said, his name is Charles Drayton. I said, Drayton, let me call you back. And he said, man, I wish I could be on that call. I'll call you right back. Sure enough, I get the call. Hey, Eric, this is Jeff Fisher. I say, how's it going, Jeff? Eric, look, man, I really don't have time for this, but I'm just going to say it. Man, Eric, you can't be talking about the football team and coming on the sidelines and saying stuff about the team, the coaches, my coaches, and expect you're going to get sideline passes. You know, we're not going to have that. You can't come on the field and expect to get stuff from the team and expect stuff from us and say stuff about us. And as long as I'm the head coach here, that's not going to happen. I'm just letting you know we're not doing anything for you. We're not supporting anything you do. You know, so I'm just telling you so you'll know. There's no confusion. You know, so as long as I'm head coach, it's not going to happen. So he said a few more things, and that was pretty much basically it. So I listened. I didn't say one word. I said, okay, Jeff, I said, you finished? He said, yeah. I don't know if he thought that was it. I said, okay, Jeff. I said, man, I said, first of all, I want to say thank you for the call. I said, I've been waiting for this call. I've been hearing the grumbling. I said, but Jeff, first of all, let me explain something to you. I am not a kid. I said, I'm a grown man. I said, I have never been the person that looked, had their hand out waiting for something. That's not me. I said, if the Rams feel like I owe them something for something, let me know what it is. I'll send them a check for it. I said, that's not what I'll ever do. I'll never be that guy. Don't ever have to worry about me running around. I'm running around looking for a handout. I said, that's not me, Jeff. I said, anybody knows Eric Dickerson? He tried to cut me off. I said, oh, stop, Jeff. I said, I have the floor now. Okay, Eric. I said, so, like I said, that is not me. I said, another thing. I said, Jeff, you could go coach back to Tennessee. You could go to the Cleveland Browns, the USC, wherever. I said, Kevin Demoff can get fired. Let Snead get fired. I said, but I will always be Eric Dickerson of the Los Angeles Rams. I said, I wore that uniform. I said, that's why I wear that gold jacket. I said, man, I'm going to say what I see. I said, I'm sorry I'm hurting y'all's feelings, but I don't care. I said, look, I'm trying to report what I see. I said, I love my football team. I want my team to win, too. That's all it is. I'm frustrated like everybody else. All of a sudden now, it's a backup. Man, Eric, that's not what we want. We want you to come on the sidelines. Okay, so you don't want me on the sidelines, you do want me.
Yeah, there's,
which one you want?
There's legitimate contradiction there.
Which one is it? So now he's back. Oh, no, Eric, we want you, man. We have Jack Youngblood come out. We had Britney Spears come out a couple of weeks ago. The kids. I'm like, I don't give a daring about no Britney Spears. I mean, she's an artist. I mean, I'm talking about football stuff here. They talking right. about, I don't care about that. And, man, so he stopped talking. Then he said, we talked a little bit more, and he said, Eric, so, look, man, I just want to say, we want you to come be a part of the team. I said, Jeff, I'm going to say this much to you. I said, Eddie George is a friend of yours. I know he's a friend of mine. I like Eddie. I said, in a sense, I give you a pass because of Eddie. I said, but I'm going to say this to you. I don't really know you, Jeff, that well, to be honest with you. I said, you really don't know me. I said, listen, to be honest, you don't know me. I said, you don't even know my personality. I said, so I'm going to say this, Jeff. As long as you're head coach, you never, ever have to worry about me coming on the sidelines ever again. I don't want my team to feel uncomfortable. I don't want your coaches to feel uncomfortable. And I said, so you don't have to worry about it. And so I said, Jeff, I said, I want to say this again, man. Thank you for having the guts to call me because I hear the grumbling, but no one does. And I said, this, Jeff. I said, I know you didn't want to make this call. I said, that little weasel, Kevin Demoff, put you up to this. And he busted out laughing. And so
that was your answer right there, huh?
Man, I know who put him up to that garbage.
Man, now Eric Dickerson joining us on Joel Blank Show. Eric, it seems to be a trend now, right? Like, we're seeing guys locally in the media being asked to not getting passes or not participating because the team feels like they're not giving them a fair shake because they're basically giving their opinion. Is this something you see kind of continuing or maybe you bringing this to light puts a stop to it?
I mean, I think a couple of guys have the problem. I don't know if it's been this bad, but I've heard a couple of guys say, man, I want you to say what you really see. I mean, and the reason I brought it up, because this happened really about 2 weeks ago. They called me about 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, the guys always tease me on my show, you know, about Eric, man, you know, you're the most wanted guy in the Rams. You know, they're going to bar you. You can't go to the complex. They're going to bar you from over there. You know, they said they're going to get you, the blah, blah. So I said, since y'all bring it up, I got a call last week. So that's how it came up. And yes, I mean, look, it's the truth. I mean, it's different. If I got on air and said, man, did you see how great the Rams punted the ball? Did you see how they ran down and covered those punts? My God. Did you see all the fans on the sidelines, you know, with their Rams stuff on? People would be like, what the hell is wrong with Eric? I mean, really?
And I can't believe, Eric, I just can't believe that they would think a Hall of Famer would not speak his mind. You know, we go way back, man. And every time we are playing golf or just talking about football, sitting around with all our friends, man, we speak the truth. And I don't understand these players and these organizations now that don't like the truth.
It's organizational. Having worked for a professional sports team.
It's organizational. It is. I mean, it is what it is. They don't like the truth. I did say, I said, are these a bunch of babies? I said, we need a babysitting service? I mean, you can't say nothing about it. I told Jeff, I remember my worst football game to this day. I still remember it.
Yes.
Against the Washington Redskins in a playoff game. I had three fumbles. I just could not. For some reason, it was just one of those days. I said, I killed my football team. I said, they said it in the paper. I agreed with them 100%. I mean, I took that home with me. It still bothers me. So, man, it is what it is. Do you think, Kenny, you could try to go out and drop a touchdown pass? You know what? I'm going to drop this touchdown pass on purpose.
No.
You're trying hard on every play. You, like I said, you take this stuff home with you. And for us at the Rams, man, it starts at the top. When I look at this regime, it reminds me of the old regime when I was there. It's a bunch of suits trying to run football stuff. They don't know what they're doing. And it's killing us. It's killing the team.
But, Eric, take it a step further. They want to be in that locker room. They want to be with the players. They want to be one of the boys. Because I'm coming from professional sports where I've worked in the front office and did games for 23 years. And when you see these guys now, there's a new regime in professional football where they want to think that they have their hands in the cookie jar on the football side as well. And to your point about the media, which we understand, which people don't, you look at why Charles Barkley said Michael Jordan wouldn't talk to him for the last 2 or 3 years. It's because he was honest and told him he's not a good general manager. He's not a good judge of talent. That's why the Charlotte Hornets were bad. Sometimes the organization thinks you owe them something because of the connection to the team.
Most definitely. Sometimes they do feel like you owe them something. But look, the Rams don't owe me anything, and I don't owe them anything, really. I can say this much here. I played for that organization. I feel like I got screwed over by that organization years ago from a different regime. And me and the general manager, that we hated each other. I hated him. We're friends. I talked to him yesterday about this whole deal. And we just had a good laugh about it. And I told him, I said, John, you were one of those suits, didn't know what you were doing. I said, but you learned along the way. He said, yeah, Eric. And he was I give John Shaw this credit, much credit. He was man enough to come to me later and say, Eric, I just want to tell you this, is that trade should have never happened. That was my fault, and it was a big mistake, and you will always be a Los Angeles Ram to me and to our organization. And it takes a big man to say when you did something wrong.
It does, absolutely.
That's why I have respect for John Shaw, and that's why we're friends. I mean, for that reason alone.
And
right now, our regime, man, it's just, I'll just say this here. It's not good at the top. And any organization, I don't care, big, small, if you got a business, it starts at the top. It doesn't start at the guys in the bathroom cleaning the toilets. It doesn't start with the cook. You know what I'm saying? Man, our organization is bad because the cooks don't cook right. Unless you got a chicken place, that's different. Say they're selling software. You say, man, everything is so bad around here because the cooks don't cook right. You know, the janitors, they're not cleaning the bathroom. You know, they don't cut the grass out there right, so we just can't work right. It's not that. It starts at the guys at the very top. And that's one of the problems with our team. I mean, I see it. And I just have to voice what I see because I feel like I'm a fan. I'm like the millions of Ram fans out there. I feel like I'm their voice. They're frustrated. I'm just as frustrated as they are.
Yeah, they see it here in Houston too. The trickle down effect takes a huge, huge front and center stage these days when it shouldn't. And social media plays into that as well. There's too many people paying attention to social media when they should be paying attention to their jobs and let the guys on the field take care of their jobs and the broadcasters take care of their jobs. ED, we really appreciate it. We know you got stuff to do, but we did want to point out too that Barry Warner says that he wanted to say hello, that he's covered you since the days in Sealy, Texas, and he still wants to know who paid for the Trans Am. Barry Warner wants to know who paid for the Trans Am. That's all he said to say, and I will leave it at that.
All right, Barry, I'm going to go ahead. Nobody knows it. I just got to go and tell you, man. Everybody's been asking me about this Trans Am for years, so finally I said, look, I'm just going to go and tell y'all who bought the Trans Am. I'm tired of hearing the question. The person who bought the Trans Am was my grandmother, Viola Dickerson.
Thank you.
Yep. There you go. And as long as the title was signed, sealed, and delivered, that's all we need to know. Eric, we really, really appreciate
you,
it, man.
You're welcome at our house anytime.
We really appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Eric Dickerson's been our guest. We'll be back with a whole lot more ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.